Harley Street, London. Renowned throughout the world as a centre for specialised medicine. For years, the very cornerstone of established medical practice. But now, something sinister, something threatening is housed here in this small terraced building. For this is the practice of a man who calls himself Dr. Hypnosis. His real name, Dr. Hypnosis. He claims to provide hope for the otherwise hopeless. Is he a charlatan or is he a fake? With an open mind, I talked to him this morning. Dr. Hypnosis, essentially, what so-called services do you purport to offer?
Self-delusion. I hypnotize people into believing things that are not true.
Why?
To bring them happiness.
Can you give an example?
Yes. A man comes to me who wants to give up smoking. After a session with me, he still smokes as much as ever, but he believes he has given up. He smokes, but he no longer is aware he smokes.
Basically, self-deception.
I alter people's perception of reality. This morning, a man comes to me complaining that his sex life with his wife was inadequate. I cured him.
You hypnotized him into believing he's a great lover.
I hypnotized him into believing his wife is still there. She left for Australia 2 years ago.
But it doesn't stop there, does it? You also deceive people into believing they are no longer afflicted with diseases they still have.
I am selling happiness.
You are selling self-delusion.
Why then am I so rich?
Because you put the fluence on your bank manager. He believes you have £800,000 deposited in your account.
He believes he has landed a major client. We should not be slaves to reality.
But what about the irreparable damage? The heartache?
I don't know what you mean.
What about the case of the chronically short-sighted woman? You convinced her she could see without her glasses.
She's happy.
She walked off a cliff.
She's better now.
She's in traction.
She doesn't think she's in traction. She thinks she's relaxing on a beach in Barbados.
And still this whole scandalous affair goes on, as yet unchecked by the machinery of the law. Dr. Hypnosis. Is he a charlatan, a fake, a con man? Or, as some people claim, a complete fraud? Open-minded, I talked with some of his so-called patients. First, Barry.
I used to have a funny, squeaky, high-pitched voice, and people used to laugh at me. Now, Dr. Hypnosis has cured all that, and I'm really delighted with my new, deep, gruff, dark brown voice.
Colin.
I went to the doctor, man, sure, because I had some strange things going on in my brain. I was really weird, you know, man, really weird. I had some really strange ideas, but I'm really okay now. I've really got it together. Now, like any normal guy, I'm really physically attracted to small, brown, deep-sea fish.
Bobby.
I used to suffer from megalomania. I had an over-inflated opinion of myself. But Dr. Hypnosis helped me to accept myself for what I am. His Royal Magnificence, the mighty galactic emperor of the entire universe. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being ordinary.
Well, those are the facts. As a final test, I allowed myself to take part in one of his group sessions this morning. Hypnotic suggestion doesn't work unless you want it to work. It certainly didn't work on me. I'm still the same attractive woman I've always been. I'm still invisible. I still have the same magic flying shoes. And all the money I earn still goes to Dr. Hypnosis, as it always did. Dr. Hypnosis, is he a miracle worker or is he a genius? I leave it up to you.